This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? It is Metal Shop right now. I have a band in studio. You might know them as Coven. You might know them as Coven 6669. They're an incredible Northwest icons, really an institution here in the Northwest. So welcome back to Metal Shop, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
We go by Coven now.
Coven. So okay, because sure. COVID, you know, and Coven. And yeah.
Some people like Coven.
I like that. I like that. So, you know, it's stylized as Coven 6669 on flyers and stuff. Do people actually call you Coven 6669, or they just kind of refer you guys as Coven, and then you got to – technically you have to, like, put it as Coven 6669?
Kind of a little of both. They get tripped up on the sixes, and sometimes they leave one out or put an extra one in.
Sure.
But it's really a legal matter because there are other bands with the same name.
Yep.
And the internet has made that apparent to everyone now. So
totally understand, man. So let's go around the room, reintroduce yourselves and tell us what you do in the band and, what your name is.
I'm Jamie Carter. I'm lead vocals.
Eric Close, bass.
And Dean Babbitt, guitar.
Right on. And who are we missing tonight? Run the band.
We're missing Neil Babbitt, my brother on drums, and Russ Stefanovich on guitar.
A new guitarist.
He's new guitarist, but he actually played with us in the early 90s.
Nice.
So he's back, and he's incredible, man.
Back.
We're happy to have him.
That's
lucky
awesome.
To have him, yeah.
Before we jump into too much into, you know, the backstory and some of the cool stuff you have going on in 2024, I do have to quickly mention a couple of big shows you guys are playing. December 8th at Tony V's, Blessed is the Black in its entirety. That's awesome. And then also December 20th, playing with the mighty Possessed.
Oh, yeah.
One of the first death metal bands ever, as well as Nunslaughter. I almost said Sunslaughter. Nunslaughter and a killer local thrash band, Colony Drop. So, again, December 8th and December 20th. Those are coming up quickly. You can get your tickets now and
check. Pre-sale.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, you guys are hitting it pretty hard in 2024. You guys got some big stuff planned. Are we able to kind of tease some of this stuff? Or?
Yeah, the one thing I definitely can talk about is there's a release coming out on vinyl and CD. It's going to be a kind of a retrospective compilation of mostly old demos that were not released from back when the band was recording its first two albums with the original lineup.
Wow.
And there could be a few other surprises on there, some rarities, maybe a live track, and almost definitely going to be at least one new song from the band, too, to kind of tease things
tie it
the
all
future.
Together, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
So kind of a 40-year retrospective. Believe it or not, things kind of got kicked off back in about 84 with these guys in high school.
Nice.
And it's coming out on a... let me see, with the actual press releasing an album of rare 80s demos and a new song in 2024 with a local retro label. That's what I can say.
Yeah. That's cool.
There'll be a press release coming out soon.
I like it, man. So going back, you know, when we were down in the lobby, obviously this is a new studio, new location for KISW, but being that KISW is, you know, 53-year legacy station at this point, you guys being, you know, such an institution here in the Northwest, this is not your first rodeo with KISW. Talk about, you know, your time on Metal Shop and KISW was with Kathy Faulkner, right?
Yeah, right. I remember the 25-year anniversary.
Yeah, crazy.
Nice. KISW FM 100 back in the day. Yeah, with Steve Slayton.
Yeah. I got plenty of pictures of myself wearing a KISW FM 100 shirt.
Nice.
We were here in 89 when we released our second album.
Awesome.
And yeah, we had an interview with Kathy Faulkner. That was pretty cool. I mean, that was like, what, 30... Is it 35 years ago?
Almost.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
What was that like the first time you guys heard yourselves on the radio? It must have been pretty badass.
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was actually, we were played quite a bit on, you remember that college station, KCMU?
KGRG?
Let's see. It was
90.3 KCMU, right?
Yeah,
KCMU,
that's Brain Pain with Jeff.
Yeah, Brain Pain, yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Gilbert.
He played us a lot, man. That was the, we recorded... a 3-song demo that ended up being on our first album.
That's awesome.
The exact same recording. And I remember dropping off a cassette in Jeff Gilbert's, in his box there.
Yeah.
And that Sunday they played it. And
that's
I was
awesome.
Just blown away. You know, we were, 18 at the time, 17 or 18. And yeah, of course, at that point you think you've made it. Like, yes, we're on the radio. Then all of a sudden, you go to a party and they would be playing our demo and you're thinking, yeah. This is going to help me meet the ladies.
Right.
The
ladies, there you go. Herb from Drawn and Quartered, and
yes.
he was telling me that back in the day, they used to just grab a rack of beer and have Brain Pain parties. They would they could get the signal like at a certain place, and they would just tune in and just rage to...
Well, that would be at the Bitter End House.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and that's where, of course, Russ would have been there back then. So we've known him since way back,
That's cool, man. And they just reissued a record last year, I think.
Yeah,
exactly. And that was through the Metal on Metal Records. And we met with Yoida over when we were at the Headbangers Open Air this year.
In Germany.
Oh, man. Yes. Yeah. Tell me about that, guys. That must have been really cool.
It's a dream come true, man. I don't think any of us had played in Europe previously and always wanted to, of course. And, the best thing I could say about this, about going to Headbangers Open Air, is that we booked it about 8-9 months ahead of time. They told us really early on we were going to be on the show. And so you get all set up to go and you're planning on it and you don't really find out the lineup until about a month before the show. And whether it was flyer placement or just inflated self-worth, we kind of thought we were going to have a nice slot. And when they released the order, we were second on the first day, playing at 2 p.m.
Okay. So
and
wake
my
up.
My heart sank. And I was literally depressed for like 2 days. But the guys were like, come on,
matter, man.
Just rally. Let's go.
But guess what? It didn't matter. Everyone was there.
Nice.
Everyone was screaming. They were singing along loud enough to be heard over the monitors.
That's so sick.
It just didn't matter. It could have been 10 at night.
Yeah.
We could have been the last band. It was just a great reception, and all of my sadness melted away.
There you go.
Well, that's they take awesome. The metal seriously over there. That's for sure.
If you weren't wearing a battle jacket, you were the odd man out over there.
That's funny. Man, that's awesome, dude. And did your distro of your albums go out to Europe in the 90s and whatnot?
No.
Do you think that you had original fans from them? Or
they just found us over, I'm sure
on
they
the
just
internet?
Found us online.
Yeah.
Just tape trading, because that was so big back then.
Yeah, totally.
And it's amazing because we never had any kind of distribution over there.
Yeah.
Now it probably doesn't matter as much,
sure.
Of course, but... hopefully this new album, we're in hopes that we'll be able to do some other cool, things in Europe. That's our biggest goal, I think. I mean, that's one of them.
Go back and play some more.
We just
European
love to play
festivals.
Live, basically.
I just like
there's
being
nothing
in
like it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, no, we love to play any, shows, festivals, house parties, whatever you got.
We just got back from we did a show in San Diego, Hollywood, Gardenia. Just a few weeks ago.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Is in the house.
Wow, that's awesome. Was that sold? Just by you guys, or were you guys on a tour with anyone? Or
it was a micro mini tour. I had some friends down there, and I've been trying to get something going for a long time.
That's killer.
And the one kid who was going to book us said, hey, you should talk to these guys at the Metal Swap Meet.
Nice.
And they didn't want to do it at first because they thought they'd have to, fly us in and do all that. And I said, look, we're going to be there anyway, so let's make this easy. We play, you pay, you don't put us up, you don't pay for our plane tickets, any of that stuff. So we played there. We played with what's that band? Night Demon. We played with them.
Oh, they're badass.
And we played with Medieval Steel and Alchemy. It was a cool setup.
From Tijuana,
a,
man.
Yeah, it was at a brewery like an industrial park area.
Wow.
Derek Riggs was there in signing art and just tons of well-known vendors and artists. And
oh, that's so cool. You guys spend a bunch of money on cool stuff? You guys buy a bunch of merch?
I bought some fuel t-shirts and stickers.
Nice.
Ate a lot of the food, too.
We also played a really great show in Hollywood on a Thursday night, and again, I was getting sad because it was getting close to midnight, and we hadn't played yet, and we had drove all the way down there, but
again, it didn't matter.
We went on to like 12:30, and Thursday night in Hollywood, it just packed house.
That's awesome, dude.
It was a good trip. We had fun.
I love to hear that, man. You guys are still at it, and in 2024 is going to be huge for you guys. You're talking about the old school, you know, demo tracks and whatnot with a new song. Again, you guys are going to be playing two big shows. The closest one here is December 8th at Tony V's Blessed is the Black in its entirety.
With our friends Versipal, Command, and a band called Smilodon AD that kicks ass.
Nice. And then December 20th with Possessed, Nunslaughter, and Colony Drop It at El Corazon. Specifically this December 8th show at Tony V's, The Blessed is the Black. Is this the first time you guys have done that in its entirety?
We just did it in Hollywood.
Okay.
It's the first time around here, and we're going to record it, too.
That's
awesome.
We're
going to try to get some new live tracks that we might use in the future. So we need everyone to come down and scream their heads off. And
I love it.
Just take a dump in your pants. Just go crazy.
Nice. Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. Coven style. All right. We're going to go into Satanic as Hell. Tell me a little about the story of this one, guys. You know, original, what was your thoughts going into this song, and what album is it on
this
and whatnot?
This song, it's
from the Boneless Christian album.
Yes, from the Boneless Christian album. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, our usual sense of humor. The only reason we play this kind of music is because we're satanic as hell.
Nice.
You can't make any money.
And yeah.
You certainly can't get any girls. So. Yeah.
The reason we do it is because we're satanic.
Right on. It's Coven here on Metal Shop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That was Satanic as Hell. Coven 6669. Coven, you know, whatever you want to call them, they're going to be playing a couple shows December 8th at Tony V's Blessed is the Black in its entirety, December 20th with Possessed, Nunslaughter, and Colony Drop at El Corazon. You can go to both, you can go to either. Definitely support this band. Like we mentioned earlier, they have big things coming in 2024, and you know, what is this, 35 years of the band? How long have you guys been going and hitting it?
Since about, I believe, 83 is 83? When we first got together.
So 40 years of Coven.
Yeah, I guess it's 40. Yeah.
That's
crazy.
That's crazy, man.
Right?
Well, I guess, yeah, I was 18 or so when we started.
We got to make a T-shirt. 40
now,
years.
A million now. So.
Come on.
40 years of satanic metal. Yeah.
That's amazing. So can we go back a little bit to this, to the origin, and like retrace this? Like,
sure.
You know, what was the impetus to starting this band, you know, like, were you just getting into, you know, underground music, you know, were?
Yeah, I think I actually just recently reconnected with the original drummer.
Nice.
That played on this demo that,
yeah,
you know, there's four songs we did, and he had never even heard that. We never finished it, you know. We basically, well, we mixed it, but back then we never had cassettes made. So
yeah,
what happened is just recently my brother, who is our current drummer and mm-hmm. has been since Blesses the Black, he found a Rubbermaid tub in a closet in his house, and it had all these reel-to-reel tapes, and we had no idea.
That is so cool.
Oh, wow. Mm.
This was about a year ago, and then so I finally, you know, it's not so easy to find someone that can transfer this stuff.
Unearthing history here, dude.
So we basically, it ended up being a 16-track demo that we did, and it was actually the, it was half-inch tape, so it was all of the tracks, so we were able to remix it. So
wow.
that's what we're gonna hopefully hear tonight. I'll you know, we'll give you one of the tracks here, and it sounds pretty damn good.
So where did you find this guy that could, like, you know, transfer this?
It was a recommendation. I just went on Facebook and said, "Hey, I got these tapes," and someone.
There's companies that'll put everything.
Sure.
On
digital. Okay.
We got this guy. Well, this guy, he can transfer wire recordings. I mean, have you ever seen a wire recording? It's literally a piece of wire.
Wow.
He's got all kinds. He's got all the equipment. If you start talking to him, man, he'll never stop. He's just a total audio nerd, you know?
That's awesome.
That's the kind of guy you want to do it.
Absolutely.
He gives you every track, and he'll EQ it three different ways so you can listen
that's
to
amazing.
What you think
that's
sounds
so
the best.
That's so cool,
you
know? Man.
And yeah, so we have that now digital. We had we have the second album that is the only one that hasn't been re-released yet.
Yeah.
And we
actually have those tracks.
Succubus, and that's on the Northwest Metalworks Volume 3 compilation.
Shout out to Northwest Metalworks.
That just came out.
They're awesome.
Northwest Metalworks. Yeah.
They're great.
So yeah, so we ended up getting that, and I've spent, you know, we're all busy, so it's hard to have enough time to mix all this stuff. So I'm getting pretty close to having this stuff finished. It has to be finished soon.
Absolutely.
We're going to re-release it. And it's amazing to hear that, something you haven't heard for 40 years,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you did when you're literally a little kid, and thinking, I'm bad.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, basically when
pretty
we
pretty awesome.
Blesses the Black, you know, we had no clue what we were doing. And it's amazing that you can still, you know, it's not the best quality, but you can listen to it and go, hey, people still like these songs.
Sure.
You know? I mean, Another Life has literally been played at people's funerals, you know.
Wow. Mm.
Which is a crazy honor, you know. Yeah. I mean, when we played that song, people actually would tear up when, you know, when we just recently played it down in Hollywood.
Wow.
Which is, I mean, it sounds... Me even just saying that sounds crazy to me, you know, that something that you've written would be played at somebody's, you know, but that's what you want to do with music. You want to evoke emotion.
Sure.
You know, and, you know, most of the time we're writing these songs that are fun, that we think are funny, you know.
Maybe shocking, not everyone. Crazy.
Shocking, funny, crazy, but, you know, we got a couple of serious
about ones. Satan, so, in the end.
Yeah, exactly. Somehow, you know, it means something different to everybody, I guess, you know.
Right.
But.
All right, I got a couple back in the day questions that I'll regale me with these stories. Okay, so favorite metal venues? What were the places you guys would play might not be around anymore?
Well, see, we started playing when we were all underage. So you had to play
all ages spots.
We would rent out VFW.
Oh, nice!
And we actually had a school bus, a 40-foot school bus.
Oh, that's so cool.
That we painted flat black.
Wow.
Right? Not, you know, that's not really asking for anything, right? So, anyway, we used to drive around and pick people up and bring them to the show if they needed a ride.
Oh, that's so cool.
In our bus.
Yes.
The Coven bus would pick you up, bring you to the show, and we'd rent out, you know, usually, well, we'd always lose the damage deposit, but...
Sure.
We usually made some money at these
shows.
Was
this in like Covey? Was this in Tacoma, Seattle? What area?
It was in, well, Clearview Grange Hall, if you know where Clearview is. It's kind of Mill Creek area.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And we would rent the Ballard VFW.
Yeah.
And we used to play there with Forced Entry.
That's See, awesome.
We basically grew up two blocks apart.
Oh, that's
our
cool.
Bands.
It's a great school with Tony, right?
Yeah, I met Tony. You know Tony, singer from Forced Entry? Tony Benjamin?
I don't know him, but...
We've known each other since first grade, and we started playing
I love Forced Entry. I just don't know the guy. Yeah,
we started playing guitar together, and, you know, Colin Mattson was a drummer.
I know Colin, yes.
You know Colin, okay.
From Payne Field, yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Payne Field's been here recently. So, Colin, I actually go to, every Tuesday, Eric and I go to Colin's house, and we jam on 70s
yacht
music.
Rock,
you know,
yacht
cool. rock,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
like
we
it.
Just like playing music. But,
sure.
Yeah, so we know Colin. I mean, we've played with Payne Field. You know, Steve from Payne Field. Played with us for about a year.
That's cool.
A year and a half, though.
And it was great, yeah. I mean...
We love those guys.
Yeah, he wants to focus on Payne Field, and, you know, we're... Like I said, now we have Russ, which is cool.
There you go.
Yeah, we added Russ in late summer, and it's been going good ever since.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's basically what we did back in the day, is we would rent halls.
Okay, you know, that's really cool.
And we didn't really... I'm trying to think of the first place we played that wasn't a hall, because then we recorded our albums, and... I remember, do you know Evan Sheely from Q5? He was in TKO.
Yeah, man.
He used to work
Great
in
bands.
All of the, you know, music stores back in the day. And I remember going into Seattle Music, used to be on First Avenue.
Yeah.
Going in there, and they showed me Kerrang! Magazine.
Oh, yeah. British
And they
rock
had
magazine,
all these charts, right?
Okay.
And we were, you know, the Iron Song.
Iron Dick, we can say it.
Oh, yeah, got it.
Just can't play it.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. Anyway, that song was number one on this radio station up in Calgary.
Nice.
So then those guys contacted us and said, hey, you guys want to play in Calgary? And, you know, we had a black school bus, so we said, yeah.
Why not?
So get we
went
the border. There
and we started, we'd go and do one-off shows, which was how crazy it was. But you got to think, gas was way cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
30 cents. We played a show and just drove to Salt Lake City and
back.
This is the only things you do when you're stupid little kids, you know. But I mean, just having, you know, you're just excited about people wanting you to play.
Totally.
We played with a band called the Dehumanizers in Salt Lake City. I don't know if you've heard or remember those guys.
Yeah.
And they were on the same label we were because we signed to Everett Records at that time.
That's awesome. But, okay, so there's tons of, you know, bands that we're kind of going over. We Forced Entry, Q5, Rail, Mace, right?
Yeah,
Accused, all these killer bands, right? But Panic, you know, a Bitter End. But what are a couple bands that may have been, like, you know, kind of buried by the sands of time that we might not know? Drop some gems that we need to unearth.
There was a band, My Remains. I don't know if you remember.
I don't know.
Myra.
My Remains. They were a great band. We played a bunch of shows with those guys.
What about Condemned? Condemned was cool. I liked them.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who we played with regularly. Definitely Four Central we played with all the time. And we would play house parties or somebody would want a band to play in a barn somewhere or something.
Yeah.
And we were into that, you know. Anywhere where you could have a mosh pit that was, you know, unrestricted.
Totally.
You played with Dumped all the time?
Yeah. Dumped.
Okay.
With Dave Hageage, yeah. Of course, The Accused. They've always been great.
Yeah.
I actually played in a band for a while called Serpent's Night.
Yeah.
And that was with Wally or Worrell, you know.
Yeah.
And Brad Poland. R.I.P.,
man.
And they actually, you know, we played a gig. And how far we want to get into this. Our first game we played as a trio, we played with Serpent's Night, and then they ended up losing their guitar player somehow, so I was the second guitarist for a while.
Wow.
And then that fell apart, and, you know, Wally went on to form Sanctuary and all that,
Nevermore,
you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what an amazing voice back then, too.
Absolutely.
You know? Even especially when he was that young, his voice was even higher.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I remember when he was doing the reunion of Sanctuary, he came in and he was, you know, drinking some beers on Metal Shop, and we were playing some old school Sanctuary. He's like, why did I sing that? Like, I cannot do that anymore. He's
exactly.
Like,
can't hit it.
No.
Man. Jay used to get pretty high at screams, too. Man. He was pretty amazing.
Dude, it's awesome to have you guys in here. What keeps you guys going, man? You know, obviously, you know, it's, you know, you guys are, you've been doing it for a long time. What keeps you guys motivated and stoked on metal and music and whatnot?
Getting away from our wives.
There you go. Okay. No, just,
I'm kidding, man, ladies.
No, it's just the funnest music to play, man. And definitely the fans are a big part of it. They get so into it.
And almost every show, there's one guy who's like, I wanted to see you my whole life.
Isn't that crazy?
I finally got to see you guys.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The kid in Germany that wanted you to show him Iron.
Oh, yeah. That was another thing at this festival. So we're at the festival, and Jamie sets up all the merch. This guy walks out, buys an Iron Dick shirt, pulls his shirt off, puts it right on. So I just walked over and said, hey, man, can I get a picture with you? The guy's like, sure. Thinking, who's this old guy, right? So I take a picture with him, and Eric's wife says, hey, he's in the band. And the guy turns over to me and he says, you have to show me how to play Iron Dick. So I was like, all right, man. So I took him out to the van, gave him one of my guitars, handed it to him, and started to show him. And the dude pretty much already knew how to play.
That's cool.
It was pretty cool. But that was a cool moment for me and hopefully for him, you know.
That's totally awesome, man. So cool.
Yeah, we love music and people. And it does get kind of hard when you get to be an older gentleman, but we're gonna keep going and keep trying to book great gigs and see all the fans and
well, good thing you're not gentlemen.
New album,
yes.
What, Kevin?
I said, good thing you're not gentlemen.
Yeah. You know, it's just the funnest music to play because I think, you know, Eric and I play in a lot of other bands, and you know, I just like to play, but playing metal,
I mean, it's just
the most energy.
When that circle starts up, man.
You get so much more back from the crowd.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's just the best type of music to play, you know?
Absolutely, man. It keeps you young, dude. Absolutely, man. Yeah.
We'll see how long we can keep this going, man. 40 years.
Well, you guys are going to be doing it at Tony V's Blessed is the Black in its entirety, as well as December 8th. December 20th with Possessed, friggin' institution. Just an iconic band Possessed there with Nunslaughter as well. Really awesome.
We play early that night. We're going to start at 7:30.
Killer.
Off.
Nice. And then Colony Drop and Nunslaughter too. What were you going to say?
We did play, well, actually, we had a show with Possessed at a place called Industrial Noise, and this had to be around 88 or
something. Wow.
Possessed didn't show up. Maybe we'll be able to talk to them and find out what happened. But
right.
That was also
I've never seen the flyer for that.
That was also with Hyrax.
Okay.
Nice. They showed up. We're hanging out with Caton just when we were down in San Diego.
Oh, that's awesome.
He was the DJ for
what
the
a
event.
Cool guy, man.
Metal DJ.
That's sick.
That was awesome. That guy is so enthusiastic. Right. He gave us his
personal number, man.
And said, hey, we'll help you out whenever we can.
That's awesome.
Already reached out since we've been home.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Right on. Well, we're going to go into Another Life. This is the song you said has been played at funerals, a song that's very touching and moving for people. Can we get a little backstory about this one?
This is actually one of the very first songs we wrote, and this will also be recorded, included in that four-song demo.
Okay.
That's a very similar version, but, you know, we recorded it. Jay was 16 at the time he sang it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just, you know, basically back then we didn't even know about Slayer or any of these types of bands.
Yeah.
We listened to Sabbath and...
Rat.
Well, yeah, Paul listened to Rat, but I mean, for the heavy stuff, we were into Sabbath, we were into the Scorpions, and we would just try to write something in that vein,
sure.
You know. I don't think it sounds like any of those bands, but we just tried to, you know, it's a power ballad,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
We had a couple of songs on the first album that were like that. The first album was pretty varied just because it was everything we had.
Yeah.
Up to that
point. You're young and trying stuff out, man.
Yeah, and it was like, well, we need another song. Hey, let's record that one, you know?
Totally.
So anyway, yeah, that's what it is. It's a power ballad.
All right, man. It's Another Life here by Coven, Coven6669, whatever you want to call him. You can go see him December 8th at Tony V's. It's Another Life here on Metal Shop. We'll be right back. That was another live here by Coven, Coven6669, whatever you want to call them. They're playing December 8th at Tony V's Blessed is the Black in its entirety. December 20th with Possessed, Nunslaughter, Colony Drop at El Corazon. And then 2024, I'm sure we'll see their name popping up on all kinds of different shows, all kinds of different places. You guys have details again about this demo should be announced soon, right?
Yeah, there's going to be an announcement, I think, as early as next week.
Nice.
It's going to be a full-length vinyl and CD release with demos, rarities, and probably a new track from us as well.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. And, you know, I have to ask, any chance of a new full-length album in the next year or two or anytime?
There's definitely a chance.
A chance. Okay, nice. Right on.
We are going to – that's something we really want to do, but we've promised before in, you know, over the last decade or so a couple of times, and for whatever reason it didn't come to fruition. Having Russ in the band and working with some of the labels and producers that we're talking to now, I think something for real is going to go down. So.
Nice. Well, we look forward to it. And if that ends up happening, come up and premiere some songs here on Metal Shop. So,
yeah.
Coven and Metal Shop go hand in hand, you know, both Northwest institutions. So thank you guys for coming up. You're very welcome. The floor is yours. And, you know, being that this is a Metal Shop's been going on for like 40 plus years. I remember listening to there's a YouTube clip of Steve Slayton with Queensryche on Metal Shop back in like 83, right? So being that this is a very Northwest thing, Coven's a very Northwest thing, what are your favorite Northwest bands of all time? Whether it's, you know, Alice in Chains, Queensryche, Jimi Hendrix, whoever you want to name. Who do you got?
Eric's first.
All right, I would say Metal Church is my first pick.
Yeah.
And probably Nevermore would be the second pick.
Absolutely,
man. Oh, yeah. Sanctuary, we love the Accused. We love Mace, man. We played with them all the time.
Yeah.
They were like the first crossover band, really.
Yeah, and I like some of the more offbeat bands like Rorschach Test, Pleasure Great, Elite. Man.
Yeah.
I used to love to listen to Dumped, but my favorite Northwest metal band, and I don't say this just to say it, because I used to drive around in my car listening to Blessed is the Black in high school all the time, is Coven, and it was Coven before I ever met these guys, and being able to sing for the band is kind of like a little dream come true for
me. Wow. That's awesome, man. That's really cool. It's like that movie Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg.
Well, except way different.
Yeah, I except mean, way
honestly,
different.
Jamie made it happen, man. We had been trying to put it back together, and we couldn't find anyone that, you know, knew the songs even to begin with.
Really?
And Jamie showed up, and it was like we had almost given up doing it, and we just played through the set. He knew every song. I was just blown away. And as soon as he was there, we just said, all right, this is going to happen.
He breathed new life into it, man.
Yeah, he did. And that's we had these cool shows lined up for Southern California at the time. We went down and did those. And, man, now we've been doing it for, what, it's 11 years.
It's 11 years since I came on.
Still getting along.
Yeah, for the most part.
Love it.
Actually better than ever.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you very much for coming out, and I gotta say, it's rad to see you guys doing this. If people can't make it to December 8th or December 20th for whatever reason, whether they have a night job, they gotta take care of their kids, what's the best way to support you guys if they can't make it out to one of these shows?
Go on our Facebook, Coven Official, follow us, and hit me up for some merch if you want.
After, buy some merch, yeah.
After going to Germany and LA, we're kind of low on t-shirts.
There you go.
We're gonna try to resupply for the new year. And just, you know, just say hi, too. We just like to hear from people. If you have old swag, old flyers, or even old stories, hit us up on the Facebook is our main social. It's the old guy social media site, so that's where we're at.
Nice, dude. Well, again, December 8th at Tony V's, Blessed is the Black in its entirety, rather, and then December 20th with Possessed, Nunslaughter, and Colony Drop. We're going to go into one final song here, but any final words for Metal Shop, for the Northwest, or for any metalheads who are listening?
We love you.
Love you.
Yeah, man, we're just happy to still be doing it. We want to see you at all of the shows.
Yeah.
Right on. And again, December 8th at Tony V's, December 20th at El Corazon. We're going to go into Ashes to Ashes. Anything you want to say about this one, guys?
Another one off the very first demo that we recorded. So we'll see what you guys think of it. No one has heard it yet. So
nice.
Be cool. This will be the debut.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Kevin. Yep. Thanks. Have a great time.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!